Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The economy has been slowly recovering since the recession ended some 6 years ago. But even though the unemployment rate is now holding steady at about 6%, more than 9 million Americans are currently unemployed, and many are men, well, let's just say men of a certain age. Millions have given up looking for work. Bloomberg News looked at the numbers from the U.S. Labor Department, and editor-at-large Michael Regan is with us now from New York. And Michael, what age are we talking about?
Well, mainly the, you know, working age of 25 to 34 is where the biggest disappearance of jobs has come from. And really, you know, as you would probably expect, it's a lot of jobs, you know, low-skill manufacturing jobs that can be automated or offshore. And construction jobs, which obviously took a giant hit in the recession, they've recovered somewhat, but still nowhere near the levels they were. So that's the main focus of where the employment struggles are right now.
Well, and the percentage is pretty stunning. It actually extends out to men 54 or so, 25 to 54, and some 88% of men 25 to 54 are working. But that's compared to 98% 60 years ago in 1954. So is it just that there's been a shift in the kinds of jobs we have? As you said, not as many manufacturing jobs. We're not making shoes as much. Or is there what else is going on?
Well, there's a lot of moving pieces. You know, a big part, obviously, is the shift in the, you know, the type of jobs that become available these days. But there, you know, there are more stay-at-home dads these days. As one example, you know, the percentage of families where the wife is the only employed person has risen to almost 8% from, you know, less than 6% in 1994. Also, a lot of men were left disabled in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The number of veterans receiving disability assistance has risen about 42% to 3.7 million from 2005. So a lot of moving pieces to explain the numbers.
Well, and so you mentioned the veterans and the stay-at-home dads, but across the board, men are having the same problem women are, that workers in general are. There's just no inflation-adjusted earnings. The wages are so low. Are men, you know, with that as a factor, are men leaving jobs and not finding other jobs?
Right. That's part of it. You know, there's so many different reasons to drop out of the workforce. You know, you can become just completely disillusioned with the workforce, try to go back to school, try to learn a new trade. You can be dissatisfied with the type of jobs that are available. So it all sort of comes into play. Men obviously had traditionally been a larger percentage of the workforce. You know, the participation rate among women has risen pretty dramatically over the years. So, you know, it's sort of starting to even out now, and men are, you know, becoming less, you know, the dominant force in the workplace.
I'm reading in your reporting that the number of men enrolled in degree-granting post-secondary education declined from 2010 to 2012. This is from the National Center for Education Statistics. So that doesn't seem to indicate that men who have low wages are dropping out of a job to go to college to try to earn a degree to raise their wages and then coming back and not finding work. But is that happening on some level?
It's certainly, you know, men who can afford it certainly will go back to school. But, you know, if you think about it, a lot of the reason someone becomes a blue-collar worker as opposed to going to college and trying to pursue an office job or something, it's not necessarily because the blue-collar jobs are so attractive and so bountiful. It's just, you know, momentum, basically. If that's how you were brought up and that's what you were led to believe, that was your only option, you know, there's a lot more at play than simply saying, I can't find a manufacturing job, now I'll go to college. So it's a little combination.
But you use the word lure, and that's really interesting because you quote people who remind us that there might need to be some cultural change here, that the lure of a paycheck for someone who's grown up in a home where people haven't gone to college, when there's money possible from a job that you could get if you quit high school or don't go to college and you make it, maybe you get a car. For a young man, that's very seductive as opposed to this notion that stay in school and you might earn more money down the line.
That's right. The earnings really, though, have taken a pretty big hit for lower skilled, less educated people. On an inflation adjusted basis, earnings have fallen about 5.4% from 2007 to 2013 for people with a high school education. If you don't have a high school education, the wages have dropped about 7.4%. So it is a big deal. Obviously, the lower skilled jobs are not only are they becoming less plentiful, but they're paying less, on an inflation adjusted basis. So it's that really unskilled population is really, struggling on both ends in that sense.
Now, this idea that fewer men are able to find work, especially within that demographic you mentioned, 25 to 34 or extended out to 54, where do baby boomers fit into that equation?
Baby boomers are sort of bucking the trend. The overall labor participation rate had peaked about around the year 2000, and it's really steadily declined. Baby boomers are sort of bucking the trend, if you look at the demographic of people 65 and older, your typical retirement age, it's steadily gone up, and it's expected. It's risen from about 11% in the 1980s to about 18% now. It's projected by 2022, this is all according to U.S. Labor Department data, it's projected to even go higher. So, and obviously part of the reason there is, people are living longer now.
Working longer.
The general state of health in your older years is better, so you're able to work longer. But obviously that, you're taking jobs that maybe people at the entry level of those careers can no longer.
Well, I was going to say, is that impacting those 25-year-olds who can't get in the workforce or 34-year-olds who can't get a new job when they're laid off from another one?
Right. And it certainly is. There's only so many jobs to go around. So whenever the, number of people in the older ages is at a higher percentage, obviously it's going to impact the younger people.
Michael Regan, we got about a minute here. What's the advice experts give for men within that range trying to get back into the workforce?
Obviously you have to follow where the jobs are. Granted, this country was built on that concept. So, and it's not just getting a college degree, but really getting a skill. A plumber, an electrician, a master carpenter, those are all high-skilled jobs. So, if not college, you really need to find your niche and find a skill.
And we know that vocational schools, very tough to get into right now as people are doing just that. Michael Regan, editor-at-large for Bloomberg News. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.